My name is John Q. Public, and I am a member in good standing of an organization called America. And I have a message for those agencies and agents that work under the auspices of the Department of Justice. You have called me many things in the past, rebel, right-wing extremist, domestic terrorist, to name a few, but that is not important. What I'm about to tell you is... There must be accountability in all things, sooner or later. When you sin, however big or small, you will be held accountable, either in this life or the next. When you invade people's privacy, violate their rights, steal property, break up families, and hurt people, the time is fast approaching that you will be held accountable both in this life and the next. You and I took the same oath, administered by the same people. We both swore to protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Some of you actually feel that you honor that oath, but you violate it each time you force a young girl to her bedroom floor in nothing but her underwear and hold her there at gunpoint. Or when you shoot or stomp a family pet to death, or shoot a young boy down in cold blood in the mountains of Idaho, or incinerate over 70 innocent people in a church in Texas. Warriors, indeed. How dare you call me a domestic terrorist? I go to work every day, sometimes at two jobs to make ends meet. I attend church every Sunday that I'm not working. As difficult as it is, I try to make time each day for my kids. I teach them about the Constitution and the Golden Rule. I have extra food and supplies to help myself and others through hard times. I try as hard as I can to obey the ever-increasing number of laws that are forced upon us, and I pay my fair share of taxes. I have a gun to protect myself and my family against those who would do us harm. I shouldn't have to use it to protect us against you. In fact, your organization is not even authorized by the Constitution and shouldn't be here, but since you are here, let's talk about your job description and performance. We have common enemies, you and I, that we should be united in fighting. The Founding Fathers never intended for us to fight each other. We should be as one. The current us-against-them attitude should never have been allowed to rear its ugly head. Division is unhealthy for the country. You will undoubtedly conduct more unconstitutional invasions of homes and businesses, and more innocent people will be injured or killed. A dairy in Pennsylvania, a rabbit grower in Kansas, a gun shop in New Mexico. It may even be me and my family. But let me make one thing abundantly clear. We, the people, have grown weary of living in fear. We're tired of being treated like animals. If you continue to follow the path that you are on, the time may come when you will not find us waiting to be descended upon when we least expect it. We may come to you. We outnumber you 1,000 to 1, and the same people that trained you trained many of us. We, the people, are becoming aware of those numbers. One day, you will launch one of your cowardly sneak attacks on an unsuspecting young family in Idaho, and instead of your brave sniper finding a defenseless, unarmed woman holding a baby in her arms, he may find that the tables have been turned. One day, instead of terrorizing and destroying another American family in retribution for a trivial infraction of an unconstitutional law, instead of shooting down defenseless children or young veterans that are trying only to live the American dream, you may find patriots waiting for you that have been pushed to their limit. One day, you will find that you have awakened a sleeping giant. And we, the people, will indeed hold you accountable for your evil deeds. Hundreds of men, women, and children have died at your hand because of poor information, no information, or just plain overzealous, out-of-control power freaks on an adrenaline high that have no regard for human life. Agents that think their badge is a license to kill with impunity. The difference between you and us is that we will not harm your family as long as they stay out of the fight. I don't want your family to go through what you have put many of ours through. Yes, they will be sad if you don't come home, but when the grieving is over, they will come to understand that you simply chose the wrong side. You see, this is nothing more than a conflict between good and evil. It's that simple, but this is not how it is supposed to be. This is not the America that the Founding Fathers entrusted us with. I implore each of you, before you go to work tomorrow, to take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror and see if you truly like what you see. If you can look at yourself and be proud of what you've done, or what you may be called upon to do, or more importantly, if you feel that you can walk uprightly before God and look Him in the eye and feel justified in what you have done, then we have nothing further to discuss. But some of you are not really jackbooted thugs. Some of you are simply misguided and feel that you really are doing the right thing. To you, I say, please, follow your conscience, do what you know in your heart is right. for we the people will hold you accountable.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
But you can find it right here on the Shooting Bench. Coming up next.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall.
You need the Shooting Bench.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
And I am sick of the lies and the deceit and the intrusions on my privacy and the invasion of my home. And we do not intend to take this lying down.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
And now, if you think you're ready, the Shooting Bench. All right, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is Wednesday, the 25th of February, and boy, what a day it's been today. There's been some developments here, if you can call them that, that I'm going to share with you here in a little while. And we're going to lead up to having a special guest on here tomorrow night. We'll get to all that here in a minute. What I need to do right now is figure out why it is I'm having computer problems again. This seems to be an ongoing thing here lately, and I don't know what in the world is happening. I've run all kinds of antivirus and anti-malware stuff and all of that, but it just doesn't seem to want to play nice with me here. So hopefully it'll catch up here in a minute and not screw up the whole evening. But anyway, so right now, I can't even tell who all I've got in the chat room. So I'm just going to have to assume that about half the world's in there, and that's okay. We can live with that. Remember yesterday, we talked quite a bit about carrying openly in certain environments and in certain places and whether or not it was appropriate or not. And lo and behold, an event, an episode, a situation, a scenario came up today involving that very thing to a very dear friend of mine up in Washington. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow night. He's let me just start here and tell you what happened. He was up there. It was Anthony Bosworth is who it was. You guys have heard me talk about him before. Matter of fact, I believe he was on the show with me here before we went to Washington or after we got back. I don't remember. But at any rate, they were going to a rally in Spokane today. Now, before I get too deep into this, let me explain to you that Anthony Bosworth is a Patriot's Patriot. He's as good as they come. I haven't known him very long, but it seems like I've known him forever. He's like a brother. I love him to death. I love his wife. I love his kids. And today, I feared that this was going to happen at some point. Anthony pushes the envelope pretty close. And today he was at the federal building, or a federal building, in Spokane, Washington, carrying an AK and a Glock sidearm. He was on federal property, which is okay. I wish this damn thing would, let me see. I'm going to try something here and see if I can get something to work so I'm not in the dark again like we was most of the night last night. Okay, it appears that everything is running properly. So let's try this. See if that works. And quite naturally, it is not working. Well, okay. Well, I don't know who all is in the chat room or what y'all are talking about, so we'll just have to let it go with that for now. I'm just going to have to assume that... I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to close out Firefox here and see if I can bring it back. I don't think this will affect anything as far as our broadcast goes. So while this is dying a slow and painful death here, there we go. Okay, now I can see the chat room now. Hopefully it'll stay with me. Alright, looks good. A DHS agent, officer, little fat ball-headed guy, come up and talk to him, and he was pretty polite. He was just ignorant of the law. He was nice about it. I watched the video, and he was okay, but he didn't know the law. And he asked Anthony why he was there, and Anthony told him, I don't have to have a reason. I just, I'm just exercising my rights. So anyway, it ultimately wound up in Anthony being arrested and taken into this federal building. They took his AK, took his Glock, and took him into custody without charging him with anything. I think that the officer outside, or the 3-8 officers or whatever it was that was outside there, probably really didn't know the law. Anthony really did. And B2 Basic was filming everything. Thank goodness for all that. Well, to make a long story short, they finally let him go. They got their sheriff involved. And I think he was in custody 4 or 5 hours. They got the sheriff involved, and he went into the federal building. He was in there about an hour and a half, I guess. And Anthony came out. They kept his guns, and that I don't understand yet, but Anthony will tell us about that tomorrow. And they charged him with failure to comply, which meant that they had to save face because they had nothing else to charge him with, so they had to do something. So they charged him with failure to comply. We're not sure what he was to comply with. He was given no lawful order. He was not told to get off the property. He was told that he asked where federal property started, and the officer said at the Yakima Glock, go ahead. Yeah, that'll be fine to post that video in there. I was going to do that anyway. So that'll be good. Anyway, he didn't get off the property. He didn't have to. See, the thing is here is, we're getting a little delay here. There we go. I'll type it in. That's faster. The thing is here, as I said yesterday, you need to figure out what it's worth to you. I have mixed feelings about this.
last night. Now, remember, I would never say anything. I don't think Anthony did the wrong thing. I just don't know if he did the same thing that I would do. If there was no reason for me to be on federal property with a gun, I probably wouldn't be. If I needed to cross federal property, or if it was in some way in my way that I needed to go across there or whatever, it wouldn't bother me and I would not hesitate. The idea here in my mind is that I wear a handgun every day. It's like getting dressed. I do not carry a rifle every day. So if I don't have a need to carry a rifle and be on federal property and make any kind of a fuss, then I'm not going to do it. If there's a rally or something going on that property and there's a reason for it, then I'm all for it. But nevertheless, be that as it may, Anthony was on there. His wife was on there. His two kids were on there. They're all carrying guns. Or two of his kids. I shouldn't say his two kids. But two of his kids are on there. They're all carrying guns. The younger kids had the bolts removed from their guns. And B2 Basic wisely decided to back off and get out on the public property because obviously her kids were with her. And to stand up there just to make a statement and wind up letting them get the kids would have been just downright stupid. B2 Basic is not stupid. She backed off, got on public property, continued to film, and she did exactly the right thing. So that being said, Tampico Scout did what he thought was the right thing, and in so doing has proven to them that there is... hang on just a minute here. It's proven to the feds that some of us do know the law. He was jailed, and they had no charges for him, so they gave him a citation for failure to comply, which is, you know, little or nothing. Then they're going to fight that, and as well he should. Absolutely he should fight that. He should have no charges, no citations, no nothing on his record, no anything but... good afternoon, Mr. Bosworth. Glad to see you coming by here again. Thanks for stopping by. That's all you need to know. But Palm Bay Lou is exactly right, and this is what happens. And the reason that they come and got a hold of him is because somebody did call. It was a security guard. When you carry a rifle in public in most places, probably not so much around here, but in a lot of places, people are going to panic. People are going to make a phone call. And when people call the police, somebody has to respond. Somebody has to do something. So that's what happened. The security guard called, and then the cops started showing up. Boy, did they start showing up. Hang on here just a second. I'm going to read something here right quick before. All right, sorry about that. So I don't want to get too any more detail than we have about this because I want Anthony to come on tomorrow night and spend some time with us and talk about this. But we've learned quite a bit about it. One of the things that we've learned is communication is key. We've got to be able to get a hold of people. And when something like this happens, they don't know about it, then, you know, people are slow to respond, longer that you're locked up, and bigger chance of something going horribly wrong. So definitely a good thing to have good communication. Good filming ability. Make sure that you get as much of this on film as you can. Make sure that you have, if you're going to go and do something like that, make sure that you have a support group. Anthony has a support group. He's got a lot of people up there standing behind him, a lot of people on his side, a lot of people all over Facebook, phone calls, you know, Twitter and all this stuff, getting the word out. It was all over. Matter of fact, it has already been on Alex Jones. It's already been, there's ABC News, I believe, has got a hold of it now. So if you are, if you want to do something like this, you need to be aware that there's going to be repercussions, good and bad. And to do this, know the law. Above all things, know the law. Know what you're getting into. Remember that we've talked numerous times about people that, remember the gal in, where was it? Well, it was in New York, I believe, where the gal stopped at the Twin Towers, the 9/11 memorial or something there, and had a gun. She didn't know that she wasn't supposed to carry it. She had it in her purse and everything. And so she got in trouble, got her gun taken away and everything else. And we talked about this many times. Know the law. The law changes in many places every time you cross a county line, every time you go into a different city limits, when you cross state lines. Federal law never changes. You need to know what that is. And we'll go into federal law here in a little bit. We've talked about it before. We're going to talk about it again. I played that thing on accountability at the beginning of this show for a reason. And obviously, we see what the reason is now. So, what is the law exactly? The law says, federal law says, now we can argue the fact that all of this is unconstitutional. We can argue by the fact that they're trying to get our guns, and yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fine and dandy, but nevertheless, it is the law. If you break the law, you have to understand that there's probably going to be some repercussions of some kind. Now, up in Washington, we all broke the law. We broke the hell out of the law. It was state law. It was unenforceable. And we broke it in mass quantities. I mean, whatever there was, 2,000, 2,500 of us probably committed 4,000 or 5,000 felonies that day. What happened? Nothing. What happened when they did it again later in Spokane? Nothing. It's an unenforceable law. It was stupid. But when you have one man, or one man and his family, or two or three guys go and decide to bow up against federal law, you can bet that there's going to be problems. You need to understand, know the laws, and understand what that there may be some problems with this. If you're willing to accept that, then by all means, God bless you, get on with it. Okay, can you be on federal property with a gun? Absolutely, you sure can. Unless there are some places that are, you know, whether it's, you know, correctional facilities and stuff like that, where you may not be able to, but in the most part, yes, you can, unless there's a sign that says you can't. The law says that you cannot be in a federal building. It says, this is 18 U.S.C. 930, section 930. It is the part that covers the possession of firearms and dangerous weapons in federal facilities. Subsection A says, except as provided in subsection D, whoever knowingly possesses or causes to be present a firearm or other dangerous weapon in a federal facility, other than a federal court facility, or attempts to do so, shall be fined under this title and imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. Now, some attorney had told B2 Basic that he was trespassing, and with a firearm in a federal facility, he was looking at 10 years. And so I wrote back and told him, I said, that lawyer's an idiot. You need to change lawyers. That guy doesn't know what he's talking about. You're not going to get 10 years for trespassing. The federal law says that you might get imprisoned. You're going to get fined or imprisoned or both, but not more than 1 year. You can't tell me that trespassing is going to have 9 years tacked onto there. So all of that was wrong. So it said except under subsection D. So let's go down to subsection D. It says the lawful, this applies to law enforcement officers. Possession of a firearm, law enforcement. Okay, except as provided in paragraph 2, whoever knowingly possesses or causes to be present a firearm or other dangerous weapon in a federal court facility, this was not a court facility, or attempts to do so shall be fined under this title not more than 2 years or both. Nothing in this section limits the power of a court of the United States to punish for contempt or to promulgate rules or orders regulating or prohibiting the possession of weapons within any building housing such court. Okay, that's all court stuff. Okay, here's the definition. Now let me go, before I read the definition, let me go and check and see what's going on in the chat room here. Okay, pretty quiet. Looks like we got everybody spellbound here. Let me go back and find, okay. If you go to subsection G1, the term, listen closely, this is very important. The term federal facility means a building or part thereof owned or leased by the federal government where federal employees are regularly present for the purpose of performing their official duties. All right. Now, what do they mean by that? Let's go down to G3. The term federal... Wait. Oh, no, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, the term federal facility means a building or part that doesn't mean the parking lot. It doesn't mean the courtyard. It doesn't mean, whatever. It is the building, in the building, or any part thereof. It's going to be pretty hard for someone to construe that to include a parking lot. Matter of fact, the Supreme Court has gone so far as to not include parking lots and such as that, and it has been ruled such. So, the buildings themselves, that includes IRS, BLM, any federal anything, whatever, Forest Service, if it's a federally owned or operated building and in a place where employees are regularly present for the purpose of performing their official duties. We've talked about that in federal national parks, national monuments and stuff like that before. So now you know the exact wording of that. I've told you before what it was. And now I'm reading it to you exactly right out of the statute. If you want to check it out, 18 United States Code, Section 930. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But I believe that I need to answer a couple of messages here that could be of some importance. So I think what we'll do is go over here and listen to a little song here for a little bit, and then I'll be back.
Of a revolution. Hey, hey,
That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time. And you can do the same thing with Byers Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Byers Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Byers Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10/22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at ByersBarrels.com. That's BeyerBarrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Fence, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the Shooting Bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Okay. Now, this kind of goes along with some other things we're going to talk about tonight. What a coinkydink that this happened to Anthony today. We were going to talk a little bit about the new report coming out here. Well, it's not as new now. It's 5 days old. But some of you have seen this report. The DHS report warns of sovereign citizen and right-wing domestic terror threat. They're saying that the right-wingers... I resemble that remark, are more dangerous to American freedom than ISIS, American safety and security than ISIS. I'm thinking maybe not so much. I'm thinking I don't believe this whole thing here. But they say sovereign citizen violence during 2015 will occur most frequently during routine law enforcement encounters at a suspect's home, during enforcement stops, and at government offices. Imagine my surprise. This is from the DHS Intelligence Report on Domestic Terror. This latest report comes after Holder announced the Justice Department would revive a task force on domestic terrorism. Now, come on, you idiots. I mean, really? We have so much more important things to worry about than the Anthony Bosworths out there with all of the... particularly, I mean, let's just cut right to the chase here. What about ISIS? What about Obama's buddies here? This, to me, is a major issue. And getting more major all the time. There are, you know, we can talk about illegal aliens. We can talk about the war. I mean, we talk about Russia and Ukraine and all that. We saw a video here the other day. It turned out to be nothing more than a training deal, but it got everybody up in arms about the Russia-Ukraine deal, and they're seeing American armored vehicles on Russian town. Well, it wasn't a Russian town. It was a little town in Estonia, and it was just a little training deal, and there, I don't think any of the vehicles actually belonged to us. There was a couple of them with flags on them with big, tall poles, and I've never seen anybody do that on a combat vehicle before, even in a parade or anything. But these poles stuck up 10 feet higher than the, you know, 8 feet higher than the vehicle itself. But, it's one of those things that right now everybody's on edge. Everybody is concerned about ISIS. Everybody's concerned about war. Everybody's concerned about UN. Everybody's concerned about social and financial collapse. Everybody's concerned about illegal aliens. Everybody's concerned about the DHS, about the federal government. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff to be concerned about right now. And it's all real. It's just that some are more, you know, if you look at it in the prioritize it here, some more important than others right now. Now, before I get any farther into this here, I see a new guy here, or a new gal, or something, called Sporterizen. I don't know if it's somebody we know or not. A couple of anonymous in there, Sporterizen. I don't know who you are, but, well, there's Catapon in here. I don't know who you are, but welcome to the shooting bench. Glad you made it in here. And hopefully you'll find something that some use to you here. Now, let's go back over here and see. It's like Yakima Glock, you couldn't have hit that on the nail on the head any more square. It's like a perfect storm. That's right. So let's go back over here again, and let's look at, hang on a minute. Okay, sorry about that. Let's look at a couple of other things here that go right hand in hand with this. One of them is the fact that they're wanting to, they've introduced a bill to ban civilian body armor. All right, we talked about this the other night a little bit. I just want to throw it in here again because of what's going on. They want to ban certain types of 223 ammunition that they feel threatens them. They want to ban body armor. They want to have body armor, and they want to have bullets that'll pierce body armor, but they don't want us to have body armor, and they don't want us to have bullets that'll pierce body armor. Of course, they, what they probably don't understand is a 223 will zip through the majority of body armor anyway, unless it's got plates in it, so you know it really doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference. But and another thing here, let's look at one other deal. Where is it? Okay. Apparently I've lost it, so we'll do it by memory here. Let's see. Well, anyway, they are wanting to stop. They're wanting to also ban night vision equipment for us lowly civilians to have. Let's see if I can find that for you. I had said, oh, I know where it's at. Hang on just a minute. Stay with me. Don't get too excited. Don't go anywhere. Or maybe I'm a liar. I think that could be the case. Okay, anyway, and I think it was just a state deal. I don't know if it was a federal ban or not, but nevertheless, they're looking at banning body armor, okay, Sporterizen, yeah, I know who you are. Welcome. By golly, it's nice to see you in here tonight. But, now I lost track. I'm all excited about Sporterizen being here. Forgot what I was talking about. Got my tongue over my teeth. Couldn't see what I was saying. Body armor, night vision, ammunition. They're trying to ban us from having the things that they want to have. And I think that they realize that that a duel is approaching here. I think that time's getting short. They realize it. We realize it. And hopefully at this point right here, one of us is scared and the other one's damn glad of it is what I'm hoping anyway. I'm hoping that neither one of us gets too aggressive and pulls the trigger, so to speak, prematurely. Although if you really wanted to, get right down to it, we could say that they've already pulled the trigger. They've already fired the first shot and the second shot and the third shot. And we just seem to be disinclined to follow up on that. And that's probably a good thing. They're waiting until I think people are getting they're getting more educated. And a lot of people are getting more frustrated. They're getting more angry. I just hope that the anger doesn't overshadow their common sense cause us to do something stupid, you know what I mean?
Now, war is coming between light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
I love that movie. That little deal come off of Seventh Son. So, now, because we're doing all this, I've talked to you here over the last couple of weeks about community organization, and that is what we are in the process of doing around here. As a matter of fact, we're having another meeting tomorrow night, and we're trying to work on getting people on the same sheet of music. Communication is a big deal, and we're going to talk about various things. Man, I'm having a hard time talking tonight. I'm sorry. Talking about various things. I got so much on my mind. I got so many people trying to get a hold of me about so many issues here. And I'm kind of over my head tonight. I apologize for that. But we need to talk about communication. We need to talk about food, water, transportation, medical concerns, defense, education. And we need to talk about long-term solutions to all of these things, just in case something like that comes up. There, Sport Horizon put it, West Virginia. Now, I don't know, Sport Horizon, if you look at the article there, is it the West Virginia politicians wanting to ban them just in West Virginia, or are they wanting to impose a federal ban on it? So I'd lost my story there somewhere in all the confusion. And a lot of that has to do with all my computer problems. I'm trying to keep up with everything here, and my computer don't want to cooperate, so I sound like a ninny up here. But we'll just kind of have to muddle through it the best way we can. So for those of you that are inclined to set up communication amongst yourselves, that you want to be somewhat secure, let's talk about that just a little bit. Obviously, if you get on the radio, any radio, any frequency, you can scramble them a little bit. There, you can't scramble them enough that NSA can't unscramble them. You can bounce back and forth between channels. About the only thing you can do on a radio is do everything in code, which is tedious and always risks somebody messing up and saying something that they shouldn't and jeopardizing that. But that's one way to do it. If you want to communicate on your computer, and I've said before, regular text messages, Facebook, all that stuff, regular, standard email and everything, there is literally no security in that whatsoever. If you don't even have to have a government agency to get into that. I mean, most anybody with a little bit of knowledge can get into that. And so, here we had Firefox stop again. Good grief. I'm having a hard time tonight. So, Skype is a little more secure. It is not secure enough if you're talking about taking over a small country in the South Pacific or something, but it's more secure than your text messaging and emails. For email, there's really only one out there that's commonly available right now that is relatively secure, and that is Hushmail. There's a couple others that, and I'll tell you, the most secure, the absolute best on the market, bar none, is called Proton Mail. The problem with Proton Mail, though, is they're brand new, and they're having a hard time keeping up with demand. I put in my request for a username and everything a year ago, and I just got it probably, I think it was last month, maybe, what was last month, it was January. Might have been the end of December that I finally got mine. And there's not any there for anybody else. So right now, proton mail is kind of out of the question.
So, Skype is a little more secure.
Now I'm talking to myself. Hang on a minute.
Secure enough if you're talking about
that's why
taking over a small country in the South Pacific or something. But it's more secure than your text messaging. And
got it. Okay, I found it. Skype Mini is owned by Microsoft. That's why it's not as secure as it used to be. It's still better than standard email. And I've talked to you before about, you know, if you take one of these that is reasonably a little bit secure and add a code to that of some kind, then you increase the security by however much, you know, however good your code is. If you want to go by telephone, there's a couple of different ways. Probably the most affordable one is, there's one called Red Phone. I don't trust it too much. Silent Circle is great, although it's going to cost you $10 a month. Yeah, it's a little cheaper if you pay for it a year at a time. I think it's, what is it? I paid for a year of it here a while back. But Silent Circle, you get silent text and silent phone, both through Silent Circle. If you don't want to pay for that and you want something, just have secure texting. There are two things that work really well that are really, really secure. And that is one called SafeSlinger. 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 SafeSlinger is probably the best out there. There's another one called Wickr, Wickr. Wickr is a little more convenient than SafeSlinger, and with that convenience, I think you lose just a little bit of security, only in the adding of contacts, not in the message itself. The message is secure in Wickr, and the message is secure in SafeSlinger. If you want secure texting, one of those two programs, you can get them. You can get SafeSlinger on your phone. You cannot get it yet on your computer. You can get Wickr on both. That is definitely a plus. So if you're looking to do that, looking to set up some contacts and stuff in your area, and then you got to have some kind of communication. It doesn't necessarily have to be secure right now. Thank you, Edge of the Woods. Edge of the Woods said it's $99 a year. The Palm Bay, it doesn't matter if they monitor it. They can't do anything. They can even Skype. At least they have to have a warrant to get into Skype. We use Skype for moderately secure things, understanding that if they really wanted to bad enough and wanted to get a warrant for it, yes, they could get it. However, SafeSlinger and Wickr are encrypted on both ends. The message does not exist anywhere. It's not on anybody's server. There's nothing there. Even if they got a warrant, even if they went in there and captured everything, there's nothing for them to get. They may find out your name, and there's a possibility they might get a phone number, but obviously they already probably know that, or they wouldn't be in there looking for it. So they cannot get the messages if you use SafeSlinger and if you use Wickr. You're safe with either one of those. One-time notepad is great with SafeSlinger or Skype or anything else. Maybe one night we'll get into this and get into using CEOI and one-time notepad. But if you use SafeSlinger is good by itself, and so is Wickr. If you add into that a code, then by golly, there's just nothing they can do. Yakima Glock, there is no info to come out anywhere. There, if they use Wickr or SafeSlinger, there is no info. There's nothing that they can get. So those two, matter of fact, Wicker has offered $150,000 to anyone who can crack their security and get anything out of one of their messages. It just doesn't exist. So those two, there may be others, I don't know, but those two are, they're both free, and they're both widely used throughout the Patriot community. So they could find out easy enough. Now, I tell you what made me think about this was Anthony Bosworth's fiasco today. The first thing they did was go through his phone. Everybody that knew Anthony knew that they were going through his phone. And they were monitoring a couple of other phones. So if they get a hold of your phone, they will know simply by looking at the icon on there that you're using one of those products. But they don't know what the password is. So as long as you can't, as long as you don't have your password stored in there somewhere, make your password pretty complicated and memorize it. And then that will, it is as secure as your password. Now, even if they did get into that, now, both of these programs, both SafeSlinger and Wicker, have a timeout that you can set for any amount of time where if you, let's say you've got it set for an hour, and during that hour you can go back and forth and look at messages and do all this kind of stuff. When that hour goes by, even if you're using it, that's not true. If you're using it, it will stay on. If you're not using it, in an hour, it will shut down and you have to put your password back in there again. So even if they get your phone, depending on how long you have your password set for, I know one guy up in Utah that said, yeah, I use this service because I can set it and I don't ever have to put my password in. That's not a good idea. You want to set it for 30 minutes or an hour so that you have to put your password in fairly regularly in there. And that way, if somebody does get a hold of your phone, yes, they can see that you use those two programs. No, they cannot see anything in there. Wicker also has a burn notice. You can set your messages to self-destruct for anywhere from, I don't know, 1 minute or whatever, up to several days. Or maybe it's just 1 day. I think it's just 1 day. And that will not affect the message until somebody opens it. When you open the message, the burn notice starts, and you've got whatever time that the person sent the message to you to read it. Now, they also, you can't do a screenshot on it unless everybody, you cannot copy and paste it out of Wicker unless everybody in the conversation knows about it. They will send everybody a notice telling everybody that you have copied that message. And if you do a screenshot on it, it also sends out an alert to everybody that's in the conversation. So these are things for you to check on if you want to get into it. Law enforcement has no... And both of these companies say there is no back door. There is no way to get into this. It is impossible. If you lose your password, dude, you're done. If you do not have your current password, you can change your password if you know your current one. If you lose it or forget it, you're through. You have to start over. There is no recovering it. They don't keep any of that stuff. So look it up. You know, I'm blabbering on about it here. Just go look at it. If you want to do it, there's lots of stuff on the internet about it. Go and study it and see if you'd like to, if you want to get into some things that you don't want the whole world to know about, then that's what you need to do. So that's with all that blabbering here about all this stuff, now we're already almost at quitting time. So, Sporterizen, I'm dang sure glad you dropped in here tonight. Hopefully you'll come back again one day. Every day, actually. I see BB Burner in there, being awful quiet tonight. Catapon, being awful quiet. Catapon, I got your message over there, and I want you to know that your products will be featured. He just dropped out, it looks like. Anyway, those products will be featured during the Shoot the Deuce competition here in Sholo when it comes up here. Catapon, I just saw you come back there. Your products will be featured at the Shoot the Deuce competition this year. Actually, they were last year, and my son actually, well, matter of fact, you've met Wesley, I think. But anyway, he won using your products last year. He won a Ruger 22-45 in one of the competitions. Mountain Shooter, it's called Shoot the Deuce. D-E-U-C-E, Shoot the Deuce competition. It's a rimfire competition that Ruger puts on every year, and they do it right here in Sholo. So, all right, I'm babbling again, so I think I'm going to get on out of here. We'll see you tomorrow night. I do have a meeting tomorrow night. I will make every effort to be in here on time. I should be able to make it just fine. The meeting should be over. I may have a little bit of trouble getting Amy hooked up, but I'll do my best. And I'll definitely be here in time for mine. And tomorrow we will have Anthony Bosworth in here as our special guest. And we'll talk about his encounter with DHS today. I think you'll be interested in that. All right, I'm out of here. See y'all tomorrow. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.